The laundered smell of chlorinated skin became a kind of olfactory caress through which she could continue to sleep while beginning to get aroused. Nathan, whom a dread of middle age, mortality, and a paunch on his otherwise bony frame had begun to possess, would launch himself from bed each morning at dawn, dart to the pool, swim 50 fervent laps, then come back upstairs like a gleaming salmon to spawn. Her mounting spasmic noises spurred him on. She thrashed. He'd collapse. Then they would both take naps. On a few occasions, they stayed in the room and made the kind of dazing love that would keep them chasing their union for years. Room service catered. They ate intensely. Food, sex, amazing! So how come she felt like a prostitute? And wished she were numb. Nathan had circled back to L.A. with relief after 3 1/4 hellish days spent facing the family with the divorce. His wife met this news with skeptical condescension. How about spite and dissension? Fight! He'd prove he was right. But cramming him full of compunction, confusion, shame at his coarseness? His mother and father looked stricken. He might have shoved ham down their throats. A trafe thing will pass or you spit. It wasn't divorce, per se. Good modern Jews split, even intermarried. But Leah, they'd loved. Nonetheless, in his paradise suite, the sardonic Pressler deemed that paradise justified. He felt as if he'd died and gone to heaven. His Brooklyn bums had won their first World Series ever. Baseball, sex. 1955, the American male, Nathan's species, was thriving.